Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Tough year for Nola. What did he change up tonight that was so effective against you guys?
Yeah, he was on tonight. I thought the way he was moving the ball, changing speed, you know, some from hip sinkers to lefties, threw a couple of changeups, the breaking ball, got ahead. The way he moved the ball and he used all of his pitches and kind of kept off balance there, and he got us today.
You were talking before the game about how excited you were to see Nolan face the same lineup twice. What did you think of him today?
Yeah, I thought he was good. On a night where, you know, a couple of their hitters were aggressive, especially on first pitches. That second inning, a couple of non-execute sweeper. He left it middle there, and they got him. But I thought the way he used all of his pitches, the sinker, curveball, changeup, the cutter, you know, he was good. They ran his pitch count up, obviously. But overall, I thought he handled it really well.
This loss takes you 8 back in the division. Obviously, not that many games to play, but still the lead in the wild card. How do you feel just about overall where you guys are right now?
Yeah, look, we've been pretty inconsistent, you know, and we put ourselves in this position, which we're still right there. Obviously, you know, the goal is to win the division, but like you mentioned, you know, we're 8 back now. I guess that's what it is. But you know, we got to keep going. You know, we got to turn the page here. We got to get ready for another game tomorrow, and you know, continue to get the job done. But overall, you know, the inconsistency, and here we are in this position.
Carlos, why do you think that inconsistency has been so prevalent this season? There are games where you guys look like you've put it all together, and then it just doesn't sustain.
Yeah, I think he's just having a hard time putting everything together for, you know, quite a bit. And you got out of the gate when everything was working, and then, you know, at times where it was a starting pitcher, whether it's like runners in scoring position offensively, we haven't been able to play good defense at times. So, you know, I feel like we haven't done that consistently, and here we are. But continue to trust the guys. I know we have a lot of talent, and, you know, we got to turn the page.
Did you see those last two at-bats against Duran? He's awfully tough. McNeil hit one line shot, and then, of course, Alvarez is going up in a diminished state with 8 fingers.
I thought Jeff had a very good at-bat. Obviously, didn't get the job done, but, you know, was a few inches away from, you know, the double there. He's pretty tough. But I thought Jeff was, you know, put together a good at-bat there. Obviously, we didn't get the result. Albie chased, you know, the 3 pitches he chased. You know, obviously, you could tell that he was selling out for the fastball, and he never got one. So he made him chase, and they got him there.
You mentioned inconsistencies, but this has been a battle-tested team you've got here. And how confident are you in them, and how confident are they in themselves?
Pretty confident, you know. This is a team that we've been through a lot, you know. And we'll find a way, you know. We'll find a way to get the job done. We got to keep fighting. We got to continue to work. But I trust those guys. There's a lot of experience there. There's a lot of talent. And I'm pretty confident that we'll get to where we want to get.
There's been a few games recently where you guys have threatened in the 8th or 9th innings and haven't been able to get that big hit. Is it chasing pitches in those situations?
You know, I feel like Maybe, but I like the fact that we're creating traffic, you know. We did it yesterday. We didn't come up with a big hit. We did it again today against a pretty good closer. We just got to get that last one there to get the runners across. But overall, I feel like we're getting better as far as putting together good at-bats against really good arms from the bullpen, and I like that.
Mullins was playing great when he came over. Do you think he's putting too much pressure on himself?
I don't know about pressure, but we haven't seen the results. He's a really good player, and I know he wants to contribute, you know. But we got to help him. We got to help him because I feel like he's missing good pitches to hit. But I don't know about putting too much pressure.
The plan, not the result he wanted, you were, but a step forward in terms of working through trouble. Fifth inning there, yeah. You had runners on base.
Yeah, I thought he did a fine job. Thought, you know, he made pitches when needed, and like I said, they were aggressive, and, you know, they ran his pitch count, but I thought the way he used all of his pitches, he did good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.